In order to have a better understanding of the Talmudic portion we are about to study, I wish to preface our lesson with a few introductory remarks. The reading of the Shema in the morning is followed by a blessing in which we give an account of our redemption and exodus from Egypt. This blessing culminates with the bracha Ko'al Yisrael, whereby we refer to the Almighty as the Redeemer of Israel. The 18 or 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which gives full expression to all our needs and desires, individual as well as national, follows the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. This arrangement is alluded to by King David, who ended the 19th Psalm by saying, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, the Lord is my rock and redeemer, and began the 20th Psalm with the words, Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzora, may the Lord answer thee in a day of affliction. Just as King David and his prophetic psalms so fit to precede prayer with praise of the Lord as Redeemer, so too are our prayers arranged. First, we say the blessing of Ga'al Yisrael, and then we proceed with the 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. In the evening prayer too, we say Ga'al Yisrael, following the Shema. However, there is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as to whether the evening Shemoneh Esrei must follow the blessing of Ga'al Yisrael, or whether the Shemoneh Esrei precedes the reciting of Shema. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, we learned previously in a Beraisa that when a person davens the evening prayer, the prayer of Ma'ariv, Koirei Kriya Shema Umispali, he first reads the Shema and then recites the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, the Beraisa, which implies that the evening Shema precedes the Shemoneh Esrei, substantiates the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in his controversy with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as to the order of the prayers comprising Ma'ariv. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Yochanan said, Eizehu ben ho'ilom habo, who is a son of the world to come? That is, what mitzvah, among other mitzvahs, if properly fulfilled, renders a person eligible to inherit the world to come? Zehasoimer geulo litfilo shalavis, he who is always careful to say the prayer of Ga'al Yisrael immediately prior to the evening Shemoneh Esrei. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, while Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Levi, says that filos be'emtza tiknun, the evening Shemoneh Esrei precedes the Shema, because the three daily prayers were arranged in such a manner that the morning Shemoneh Esrei is preceded by Shema, the evening Shemoneh Esrei is followed by Shema, so that the three Shemoneh Esreis of Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv are in between the two readings of the Shema. Since the aforementioned Beraisa mentions the Shema before Shemoneh Esrei, it is a substantiation of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Questions the Gemara. B'mayka miflegi, on what do they base their difference of opinion as to whether Shema precedes Shemoneh Esrei or Shemoneh Esrei precedes Shema in Ma'ariv? Answers the Gemara. Iboyis, if you wish, a makro, I can say that they differ in the interpretation of a posik in the Torah, from which we learn the obligation to read Shema. Ve'iboyis, and if you wish, a masvo, I can say that their difference is one of reasoning. Iboyis, a masvora, if you wish, I can say their difference is one of reasoning. Der Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, for Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that since to which we refer is the Exodus from Egypt, we must take into account when that redemption took place. Geulo miurtaname have. This redemption of Egypt took place in the evening also. Elo gulo ma'al yeso lo havi atzafra. It is only the complete redemption which did not take place until morning, We therefore recite the blessing of Gal Yisrael immediately prior to Shemini Esrei in the evening as well as in the morning, since both were times of redemption. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sova, while Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Levi, is of the opinion that Kivin delay Havi Elamit Safra, since the final redemption from Egypt did not take place until the morning, Loi Havi Guli Mariusa, whatever freedom the Jews may have gained in the evening is not considered a redemption to warrant saying the Shemone Esrei immediately after mentioning the redemption. He is therefore of the opinion that in the evening, Shemone Esrei precedes the Shema. V'iboi Yisei Mekro, and if you wish, I can say that the difference of opinion is based on the interpretation of the Pasuk. Ushneim Mikro Echodorshu, and both Rabbi Yochanan as well as Rabbi Shua Malevi derived their opinions by different interpretation of one and the same verse, the verse from which we learn the obligation to recite the Shema. Diksiv, for the Torah states in Deuteronomy chapter 6, Pasuk 7, Bishor Bukhov Kamecho, the Shema is to be recited when thou liest down and when thou risest up. Rabbi Yochanan Sova, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Makish Shchivo Lekima, the mention of both times in which the Shema is to be read, points to an analogy between the two. Ma Kimo Kriya Shema Vachkach Tfilo, just as in the case of the morning Shema. We know that the Shema is to be read first, and then the Shmone Esrei said, Av Shchivo Nami Kriya Shema Vachkach Tfilo. So too, in the evening, the same order holds true. First, we say the Shema, and then the Shmone Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sova, Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Levi, interprets the verse as follows. Makish Shchivo Lekimo. This is the analogy between the Shema of lying down and the Shema of rising up. Makimo Kriya Shema Somuch Lemitosei. Just as in the morning, the reciting of the Shema is close to his bed, which means that the first prayer he recites as soon as he gets out of bed is the prayer of Shema, which means that Shema is said before Shemone Esrei. Av Shchivo Nami Kriya Shema Somuch Lemitosei. So too, in the evening, the Shema should be as close to his bed as possible. That is, the evening Shema should be said following the Shemone Esrei. Mosiv Malbred Ravine. Mar, the son of Ravine, questioned Rabbi Yechanan's opinion and pointed to an apparent contradiction from a Mishneh. For we learned in a Mishneh, Bo Erev, in the evening, Mevorech Shtayim Lefonel, Shema is preceded by two blessings, Hamariv Arovim and Ohev Amo Yisrael, Ushtayim Leachreho. And the Shema is followed by two blessings, Goal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. V'yi Amrit. And if, as Rabbi Yochanan says, Boil Ismech, that even at night, Goal Yisrael must immediately precede Shemone Esrei, Holei Kosomach Gulo Litfilo, even if the Shemone Esrei is said after Shema, the Shemone Esrei does not follow immediately after mention of redemption. For he must say the blessing of Hashkivenu between Goal Yisrael and Shemone Esrei. Amri answers the Gemara, Kiven deitokinu rabbonon Hashkivenu, since our sages composed the blessing of Hashkivenu and decreed that this blessing be said following Goal Yisrael, kigu'ulo arich tadomi, it is not considered as a distinct prayer separating Shemone Esrei from mention of redemption. Rather, it is considered as an extension of the blessing of Gaal Yisroel, prolonging the Brocha, so that there is no separation between Shemone Esrei and the prayer of redemption. Di loitei mehochi, for if you will not say that Hashkivenu is an extension, but is considered a separation, then we may ask, Shachris Heicha Motzeh Somich, how is it possible in the morning prayer to say Shemone Esrei immediately following Gaal Yisrael. Ho Omar Rabbi Yochanan. We find that Rabbi Yochanan says that Bitchilo hu Omer Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. At the beginning of Shmone Esre, one must say the 17th posik of the 51st Psalm, wherein it says, Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. O Lord, open thou my lips. Velipsof hu Omer Yiyul Rotzein Imri Fi. And at the conclusion of the Shmone Esre, one should say the 15th pasuk of the 19th psalm, wherein it says, Yiyul Rotzon Imri Fi, may the uttering of my mouth be acceptable. How can we say the verse Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch prior to the Shmone Esre? This verse too constitutes a separation between the Shmone Esre and mention of redemption. Elo, must we not say, Hosam there, Kivn Ditokinu Rabbonon, Lemeimer Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. Since our sages ordained that the verse Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch is to be said, Kitfilo Arichta Damye, it is considered like one long prayer, so that the Shmone Esre begins with the words Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, and thus the verse is not an interruption between Gaal Yisroel and Shmone Esre. Hochaname, by the same token, Kivin Deitokinu Rabbono Lemeime Hashkevenu, since our sages decreed that the blessing of Hashkevenu be said, Kigulo Aricht Damye, it is considered as an extension of the blessing of redemption, and is thus not a separation between Gal Yisrael and Shmone Esre. This seemingly dry and technical discussion of order of the evening prayer reveals the basic approach to prayer. First, we see that even the order which our sages established for saying the prayers has a biblical source. The reason for that is because man by himself is incapable of determining the order in which to pray before the Almighty. Who then could dare temper with the order of the prayers, let alone with the prayers themselves? Secondly, the reason we mention redemption from Egypt before praying for fulfillment of our individual and national needs is that the redemption from Egypt is considered the foundation of our faith. As the Torah states so clearly and explicitly, at the very outset of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Since at the time of Exodus from Egypt, the Jewish nation reached the pinnacle of spiritual heights, and since every Jew in each generation must consider himself Kilu Hu Yotza Mitzrayim, as though he was one of those redeemed from Egypt, the mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim is intended to have a spiritually elevating effect on the individual, giving him the proper perspective of the meaning and purpose of life. It was the intent of our sages that the person pray for fulfillment of his desires only upon reaching these spiritual heights, when his sense of values is the proper one, so that he is at once aware of what to request, and at the same time worthy of having that request fulfilled. The Jerusalem Talmud sums up this thought with a parable. To say the blessing of Gaal Yisrael and not continue with the Shmone Esre is compared to a commoner who surmounted all obstacles to approach the royal chamber and succeeded in knocking on the door. But when the king opened the door, he found that his subject had left. By properly reciting Yetzias Mitzrayim, one may reach heavenly doors, and Gaal Yisrael is considered the gentle knock which opens the door. Not to recite the Shmone Esre is to depart just as the door opens. We must also understand the reference of the Brocha of Hashkivenu as an extended blessing of redemption. The blessing is one for a peaceful rest, protected from danger, Apparently, there is no connection with Geula, with redemption. How then can the Gemara consider Hashkiveinu as an extension of the blessing of redemption? The answer to this question is given in the Midrash. As we know, the last plague which befell the Egyptians and which led Pharaoh to insist on the Jews leaving Egypt was Makas Chiris, the plague of the firstborn, when, as the Torah tells us, there was not a single Egyptian home unsmitten. The Midrash relates that the Jews were fearful lest the plague strikes them as well, and they uttered the prayer of Hashkiveinu, beseeching for a peaceful rest undisturbed by the threat of death. Thus, the Hashkiveinu is directly connected to the redemption from Egypt and can be considered an extension of the blessing wherein we give thanks to the Almighty for redeeming us from Egypt. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Elozo bar Avine, Rabbi Elozo, the son of Avine, said, Kol ha'omer tehillah le'David, whoever says the 145th Psalm, which begins with the words, tehillah le'David, a praise of David, and is known to us as the prayer of Ashrei, b'chol yom sholosh pa'amim, he recites this prayer 3 times daily. Muftachle, he is assured, Shehu ben olam habo, that he will inherit the world to come. Questions the Gemara. My Taimo, what is the reason for such importance attached to reciting this particular psalm of Ashrei? Ilemo, shall we say that its importance is Mishum de Iso be olives, because the psalm is based on the Hebrew alphabet, each verse beginning with a different letter, from the first to the last letter of the alphabet, thus signifying that our very power of speech, which is expressed in the alphabet, is dedicated to service of the Almighty. If so, if this be the reason, Neimo Ashrei Shmei Medor, let us say the 119th psalm, beginning with the words Ashrei Shmei Medor, the Isobit Manu Apin, which contains an eightfold alphabetical arrangement, that is, 8 verses beginning with Aleph, 8 with Beis, and so on. Elo, will you then say that Ashrei was chosen, Mishum Diz Be Peseh Chesedecho, not because of the alphabetical arrangement, but because it contains the pasuk of Poseach Esyodecho, in which we give thanks to the Almighty for figuratively opening his hand and providing sustenance to each living creature according to its desires. If so, if this be the reason, Neimo Halel HaGodel, let us rather say the 136th psalm, known as Halel HaGodel, the great praise, the Ksiv Bei, where it is written, Noisein lechem l'chol boso, who giveth bread to all flesh. Elo, we may therefore conclude that Ashrei was chosen, Mishum de Isbei Tarti, because it contains both an alphabetical arrangement as well as thankful acknowledgement of the Almighty as sustaining all life. This is the literal translation of the Gemara. The great Gaon of Vilna adds by way of explanation that this prayer Ashrei gives expression to 2 most important aspects of life, physical and spiritual sustenance. The alphabet refers to the Torah, which is man's spiritual nourishment, and the phrase Poseach Esedecho refers to physical sustenance. With this explanation, we can understand the seemingly higher reward our sages foresaw for one who says Ashrei 3 times daily. When a person is successful in blending these 2 desires in their proper proportions at all times, so that they augment rather than interfere with one another, he is indeed assured of a share in the world to come. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yechon said, Mipnei Malu Nemanun Be'ashrei. We learned that Ashrei follows alphabetical order. Why then is there no pasuk beginning with the letter Nun? Answers the Gemara, Mipnei sheyesh bo mapaloson shoseinu Yisrael, because a pasuk beginning with the letter Nun is used to describe the downfall of Sonei Israel. Diksiv, as it is written in Amos chapter 5, pasuk 2, Noflo lo seisiv kum psulas Israel, fallen nevermore to rise is the Virgin of Israel. Since this pasuk begins with the letter Nun, King David, having foreseen this tragic period of Jewish history, could no longer incorporate this letter in the great and joyous psalm of Ashrei. Beimarove, the Talmudic sages of the West, meaning Eretz Yisrael, which is to the west of Babylon, Metal Tzelehoche, they interpret the verse in Amos in the following manner. Noflo veloisesif linfilate, fallen, nevermore to fall, kum psulas Yisrael, rise, O Virgin of Israel. In other words, this pasuk, rather than stating an eternal calamity, voices a promise of consolation for the fallen nation of Israel. But since it does mention the downfall of Israel, it could not be incorporated in the eternal psalm of Ashrei. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rav Nachman the son of Yitzchok said, Afilo hocha, even though King David omitted the Nun in order not to bring to mind, even in a remote manner, Israel's downfall, yet, Chozal David v'somcha beruach hakedesh, in the divine inspiration with which he wrote this psalm, he gave prayerful expression to Israel's hope for redemption from its fall in the next pasuk, beginning with the letter Samach. Shenema, wherein it is said, Someich Hashem l'chol ha'neflin, the Lord supported all the fallen. Omar Avaloza Baravine, Rav Elozer the son of Avine said, from the few descriptions of angels found in the Torah, we see that Godol Mashenema b'Michoel, Yosef Mashenema b'Gavriel. More is ascribed to the angel Michoel than to the angel Gavriel. Dilu b'Michoel k'siv, for about Michoel, Yeshayo states in chapter 6, verse 6, Vayofelai echot min asrofim, one of the srofim angels flew unto me. Vilu b'Gavriel k'siv, whereas of Gavriel, Daniel said in chapter 9, verse 21, V'ha'ish Gavriel asher ha'ise b'chozem b'tchilo, and Gavriel, whom I had seen in human form in the vision at the beginning, Mu'avdiv, approached me with a double flight. Thus we see that Michoel fulfills his mission in one flight, without pause for rest, while Gavriel requires two flights. Questions the Gemara. My mashma de hayechot Michoelu, what proof have we that the verse in Yeshayahu, which says one of the angels, refers to Michoel? Omar Rabbi Yechon said, Asya Echod Echod. We know it refers to Michoel by an analogy of the word one in this pasuk and the same word one in another pasuk, which refers explicitly to Michoel. Ksiv Hochava Yoifalai Echod Minasrofim. Here it is written, and one of the srofim flew unto me. Uksiv Hasam, and in another place, in Daniel chapter 10, verse 13, it is written, V'nei Michoel echot min asorim ha'rishini b'lo azreini, and behold, Michoel, one of the chief princes, came to help me. This is one of the 13 rules for biblical interpretation. An unexplained pasuk, phrase, or word can be clarified by analogy with another pasuk containing a similar word or phrase. In our case, we find Michoel referred to as one. Therefore, in the pasuk, one of the srofim, the word one refers likewise to Michoel. Tona we learned in a braise, Michoel beachas. Michoel performs his mission in one flight, without pause for rest. Gavriel bishtaim. Gavriel requires two flights. Eliyo be'arba. Eliyo fulfills his mission in four flights. Umalach hamoves bishmeino, and the angel of death in eight flights. Ubisas hamagifa, but in the time of plague, God forbid, Beachas, the angel of death too, reaches his goal in a single flight. This is the literal translation of the Gemara. We realize that our sages did not have the intention of revealing heavenly secrets. Obviously, there must be pertinent information concerning man to be derived from this brisa. Michoel, as we know, represents mercy. A mission of mercy is irrevocably and is therefore fulfilled immediately, without any pause or interruption. Gavriel, on the other hand, represents judgment. His mission is therefore interrupted to allow those judged to repent and those gain forgiveness for their sins. Finally, when capital punishment is decreed, the angel charged with fulfilling this mission must stop 7 times, thus granting additional opportunities for repentance. As our sages stated, "Afilu cherev chado munachas al tzavori shel adam, al yimna atz min harachmim." Even if a sharp sword rests on a man's neck, he should not despair from attaining heavenly mercy.